the Dhammapada, the Sayings of the Buddha. Produced by Jed McKenna and Wise Fool Press. Find Jed's books on Amazon.com and at wisefoolpress.com. Read and listen to hundreds of articles by Jed at jedveda.com. Subscribe to the Jed McKenna Non-Duality Podcast for future releases. Glyn Hughes and Squashed Editions are gratefully acknowledged as abridgers of this work. Learn more at thehundredbooks.com. Thank you. The Dhammapada. Siddhartha Gautama was a 5th century BC Nepalese sage who renounced his aristocratic lifestyle to teach a system of understanding which aims to bring an end to all suffering by liberation from ignorance and craving. Gautama is now known as the Buddha, Enlightened One, and his teachings form the basis of the non-theistic religion of some 500 million people. Abridged by Glyn Hughes from the 1881 translation by Friedrich Max Müller. Chapter 1. The Twin Verses. 1. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. It is founded on our thoughts. It is made up of our thoughts. If a man speaks or acts with an evil thought, pain follows him, as the wheel follows the foot of the ox. 2. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. It is founded on our thoughts. It is made up of our thoughts. If a man speaks or acts with a pure thought, happiness follows him, like a shadow that never leaves him. 3. He abused me, he beat me, he defeated me, he robbed me. In those who harbor such thoughts, hatred will never cease. 5. For hatred does not cease by hatred at any time. Hatred ceases by love. This is an old rule. 6. The world does not know that we must all come to an end here, but those who know it, their quarrels cease at once. 13. As rain breaks through an ill-thatched house, passion will break through an unreflecting mind. 16. The virtuous man delights in this world and he delights in the next. He delights in both. He delights and rejoices when he sees the purity of his own work. Chapter 2. On Earnestness. 21. Earnestness is the path of immortality, nirvana. Thoughtlessness, the path of death. Those who are in earnest do not die. Those who are thoughtless are as if dead already. 25. By rousing himself by earnestness, by restraint and control, the wise man may make for himself an island which no flood can overwhelm. 30. By earnestness did Maghavan, Indra, rise to the lordship of the gods. Chapter 3. Thought. 33. As a fletcher makes straight his arrow, a wise man makes straight his trembling and unsteady thought. 36. Let the wise man guard his thoughts, for they are difficult to perceive, very artful, and they rush wherever they list. Thoughts well guarded bring happiness. 40. Knowing that this body is fragile like a jar, and making this thought firm like a fortress, one should attack Mara, the tempter, with the weapon of knowledge. One should watch him when conquered and should never rest. 41. Before long, alas, this body will lie on the earth, despised, without understanding, like a useless log. 43. Not a mother, not a father will do so much, nor any other relative. A well-directed mind will do us greater service. Chapter 4. Flowers. 44. Who shall overcome this earth and the world of Yama, the Lord of the departed, and the world of the gods? Who shall find out the plainly shown path of virtue, as a clever man finds out the right flower? 47. Death carries off a man who is gathering flowers and whose mind is distracted, as a flood carries off a sleeping village. 58 and 59. As on a heap of rubbish cast upon the highway, the lily will grow full of sweet perfume and delight. Thus the disciple of the truly enlightened Buddha shines forth by his knowledge among those who are like rubbish, among the people that walk in darkness. Chapter 5. The Fool. 60. Long is the night to him who is awake. Long is a mile to him who is tired. Long is life to the foolish who do not know the true law. 63. The fool who knows his foolishness is wise at least so far, but a fool who thinks himself wise, he is called a fool indeed. 66. Fools of little understanding have themselves for their greatest enemies, for they do evil deeds which must bear bitter fruits. Chapter 6. The Wise Man, Pandita. 76. If you see an intelligent man who tells you where true treasures are to be found, who shows what is to be avoided, and administers reproofs, follow that wise man. It will be better, not worse, for those who follow him. 78. Do not have evildoers for friends. Do not have low people for friends. Have virtuous people for friends. Have for friends the best of men. 80. Well-makers lead the water wherever they like. Fletchers bend the arrow. Carpenters bend a log of wood. Wise people fashion themselves. 89. Those whose mind is well grounded in the seven elements of knowledge, who without clinging to anything rejoice in freedom from attachment, whose appetites have been conquered, and who are full of light, are free even in this world. Chapter 7. The Venerable Arhat. 90. There is no suffering for him who has finished his journey and abandoned grief, who has freed himself on all sides and thrown off all fetters. 95. Such a one who does his duty is tolerant like the earth, like Indra's bolt. He is like a lake without mud. No new births are in store for him. 97. The man who is free from credulity, but knows the uncreated, who has cut all ties, removed all temptations, renounced all desires, he is the greatest of men. Chapter 8. The Thousands. 100. Even though a speech be a thousand of words, but made up of senseless words, one word of sense is better, which if a man hears, he becomes quiet. 103. If one man conquer in battle 1,000 times 1,000 men, and if another conquer himself, he is the greatest of conquerors. 106. If a man for 100 years sacrifice month after month with 1,000, and if he but for one moment pay homage to a man whose soul is grounded in true knowledge, better is that homage than sacrifice for 100 years. 111. And he who lives 100 years, ignorant and unrestrained, a life of one day is better if a man is wise and reflecting. Chapter 9. Evil. 116. If a man would hasten towards the good, he should keep his thought away from evil. If a man does what is good slothfully, his mind delights in evil. 121. Let no man think lightly of evil, saying in his heart, "It will not come nigh unto me." Even by the falling of water drops a water pot is filled. The fool becomes full of evil, even if he gather it little by little. 122. Let no man think lightly of good, saying in his heart, "It will not come nigh unto me." Even by the falling of water drops a water pot is filled. The wise man becomes full of good, even if he gather it little by little. 125. If a man offend a harmless, pure, and innocent person, the evil falls back upon that fool, like light dust thrown up against the wind. 126. Some people are born again. Evildoers go to hell. Righteous people go to heaven. Those who are free from all worldly desires attain nirvana. Chapter 10. Punishment. 129. All men tremble at punishment. All men fear death. Remember that you are like unto them, and do not kill nor cause slaughter. 131. He who seeking his own happiness punishes or kills beings who also long for happiness will not find happiness after death. 132. He who seeking his own happiness does not punish or kill beings who also long for happiness will find happiness after death. 133. Do not speak harshly to anybody. Those who are spoken to will answer thee in the same way. Angry speech is painful. Blows for blows will touch thee. 136. A fool does not know when he commits his evil deeds, but the wicked man burns by his own deeds as if burnt by fire. 145. Well-makers lead the water wherever they like. Fletchers bend the arrow. Carpenters bend a log of wood. Good people fashion themselves. Chapter 11. Old Age. 146. How is their laughter? How is their joy, as this world is always burning? Why do you not seek a light, ye who are surrounded by darkness? 147. Look at this dressed-up lump, covered with wounds, joined together, sickly, full of many thoughts, which has no strength, no hold. 152. A man who has learnt little grows old like an ox. His flesh grows, but his knowledge does not grow. Chapter 12. Self. 157. If a man hold himself dear, let him watch himself carefully. During one at least out of the three watches, a wise man should be watchful. 158. Let each man direct himself first to what is proper, then let him teach others. Thus a wise man will not suffer. 160. Self is the lord of self. Who else could be the lord? With self well subdued, a man finds a lord such as few can find. 161. The evil done by oneself, self-begotten, self-bred, crushes the foolish as a diamond breaks a precious stone. 162. He whose wickedness is very great brings himself down to that state where his enemy wishes him to be, as a creeper does with the tree which it surrounds. 163. Bad deeds and deeds hurtful to ourselves are easy to do. What is beneficial and good, that is very difficult to do. 164. The foolish man who scorns the rule of the venerable Arahat, of the elect Ariya, of the virtuous, and follows false doctrine, he bears fruit to his own destruction, like the fruits of the Kathaka reed. 165. By oneself the evil is done, by oneself one suffers, by oneself evil is left undone, by oneself one is purified. Purity and impurity belong to oneself, no one can purify another. Chapter 13. The World. 167. Do not follow the evil law. Do not live on in thoughtlessness. Do not follow false doctrine. Be not a friend of the world. 170. Look upon the world as a bubble. Look upon it as a mirage. The king of death does not see him who thus looks down upon the world. 178. Better than sovereignty over the earth, better than going to heaven, better than lordship over all worlds, is the reward of the first step in holiness. Chapter 14. The Buddha, the Awakened. 180. He whom no desire with its snares and poisons can lead astray, by what track can you lead him, the awakened, the omniscient, the trackless? 183. Not to commit any sin, to do good, and to purify one's mind, that is the teaching of all the awakened. 190. He who takes refuge with Buddha, the law and the church, he who, with clear understanding, sees the four holy truths. 191. Namely pain, the origin of pain, the destruction of pain, and the eightfold holy way that leads to the quieting of pain. 192. That is the safe refuge that is the best refuge. Having gone to that refuge, a man is delivered from all pain. 193. A supernatural person, a Buddha, is not easily found. He is not born everywhere. Wherever such a sage is born, that race prospers. Chapter 15. Happiness. 197. Let us live happily then, not hating those who hate us. Among men who hate us, let us dwell free from hatred. 202. There is no fire like passion. There is no losing throw like hatred. There is no pain like this body. There is no happiness higher than rest. 204. Health is the greatest of gifts, contentedness the best riches. Trust is the best of relationships, nirvana the highest happiness. Chapter 16. Pleasure. 209. He who gives himself to vanity and does not give himself to meditation, forgetting the real aim of life and grasping at pleasure, will in time envy him who has exerted himself in meditation. 211. Let therefore no man love anything. Loss of the beloved is evil. Those who love nothing and hate nothing have no fetters. 212. From pleasure comes grief, from pleasure comes fear. He who is free from pleasure knows neither grief nor fear. 213. From affection comes grief, from affection comes fear. He who is free from affection knows neither grief nor fear. 214. From lust comes grief, from lust comes fear. He who is free from lust knows neither grief nor fear. 217. He who possesses virtue and intelligence, who is just, speaks the truth, and does what is his own business, him the world will hold dear. 219. Kinsmen, friends, and lovers salute a man who has been long away and returns safe from afar. 220. In like manner, his good works receive him who has done good and has gone from this world to the other, as kinsmen receive a friend on his return. Chapter 17. Anger. 223. Let a man overcome anger by love. Let him overcome evil by good. Let him overcome the greedy by liberality, the liar by truth. 231. Beware of bodily anger and control thy body. Leave the sins of the body, and with thy body practice virtue. Chapter 18. Impurity. 237. Thy life has come to an end. Thou art come near to death, Yama. There is no resting place for thee on the road, and thou hast no provision for thy journey. 238. Make thyself an island, work hard, be wise. When thy impurities are blown away and thou art free from guilt, thou wilt not enter again into birth and decay. 239. Let a wise man blow off the impurities of his self, as a smith blows off the impurities of silver. 241. The taint of prayers is non-repetition, the taint of houses non-repair, the taint of the body is sloth. 242. Bad conduct is the taint of woman, greediness the taint of a benefactor. Tainted are all evil ways in this world and in the next. 243. But there is a taint worse than all taints. Ignorance is the greatest taint. 251. There is no fire like passion. There is no shark like hatred. There is no snare like folly. There is no torrent like greed. 253. If a man looks after the faults of others and is always inclined to be offended, his own passions will grow, and he is far from the destruction of passions. Chapter 19, The Just. 256 and 257. A man is not just if he carries a matter by violence. No, he who distinguishes both right and wrong, who is learned and leads others, not by violence, but by law and equity, and who is guarded by the law and intelligent, he is called just. 258. A man is not learned because he talks much. He who is patient, free from hatred and fear, he is called learned. 260. A man is not an elder because his head is grey. His age may be ripe, but he is called old in vain. 261. He in whom there is truth, virtue, love, restraint, moderation, he who is free from impurity and is wise, he is called an elder. Chapter 20, The Way. 273. The best of ways is the eightfold, the best of truths the four words, the best of virtues passionlessness, the best of men he who has eyes to see. 276. You yourself must make an effort. The Tathagatas, Buddhas, are only preachers. 277. All created things perish. He who knows and sees this becomes passive in pain. This is the way to purity. 278. All created things are grief and pain. He who knows and sees this becomes passive in pain. This is the way that leads to purity. 279. All forms are unreal. He who knows and sees this becomes passive in pain. This is the way that leads to purity. 283. Cut down the whole forest of lust, not a tree only. 285. Cut out the love of self, like an autumn lotus, with thy hand. Chapter 21, Miscellaneous. 290. If by leaving a small pleasure one sees a great pleasure, let a wise man leave the small pleasure and look to the great. 304. Good people shine from afar like the snowy mountains. Bad people are not seen, like arrows shot by night. Chapter 22, The Downward Course. 306. He who says what is not goes to hell. He also who, having done a thing, says I have not done it. After death, both are equal. They are men with evil deeds in the next world. 311. As a grass blade, if badly grasped, cuts the arm, badly practiced asceticism leads to hell. Chapter 23, The Elephant. 320. Silently shall I endure abuse, as the elephant in battle endures the arrow sent from the bow, for the world is ill-natured. 322. Mules are good, if tamed, and noble Sindhu horses and elephants with large tusks, but he who tames himself is better still. 323. For on these animals does no man reach the untrodden country, Nirvana. 327. Be not thoughtless, watch your thoughts, draw yourself out of the evil way, like an elephant sunk in mud. 331. If an occasion arises, friends are pleasant. Enjoyment is pleasant, whatever be the cause. A good work is pleasant in the hour of death. The giving up of all grief is pleasant. 333. Pleasant is virtue lasting to old age. Pleasant is a faith firmly rooted. Pleasant is attainment of intelligence. Pleasant is avoiding of sins. Chapter 24. Thirst. 334. The thirst of a thoughtless man grows like a creeper. He runs from life to life like a monkey seeking fruit in the forest. 343. Men, driven on by thirst, run about like a snared hare. Let therefore the mendicant drive out thirst by striving after passionlessness for himself. 345. Wise people do not call that a strong fetter which is made of iron, wood, or hemp. Far stronger is the care for precious stones and rings, for sons and a wife. 347. Those who are slaves to passions run down with the stream of desires, as a spider runs down the web which he has made himself. 348. Give up what is before, give up what is behind, give up what is in the middle. When thou goest to the other shore of existence, if thy mind is altogether free, thou wilt not again enter into birth and decay. 349. If a man is tossed about by doubts, full of strong passions, and yearning only for what is delightful, his thirst will grow more and more, and he will indeed make his fetters strong. 356. The fields are damaged by weeds. Mankind is damaged by passion. Therefore, a gift bestowed on the passionless brings great reward. Chapter 25. The Bhikshu Mendicant. 360. Restraint in the eye is good. Good is restraint in the ear, in the nose. Restraint is good. Good is restraint in the tongue. 362. He who controls his hand, he who controls his feet, he who controls his speech, he who is well controlled, he who delights inwardly, who is collected, who is solitary and content, him they call Bhikshu. 382. He who, even as a young Bhikshu, applies himself to the doctrine of Buddha, brightens up this world like the moon when free from clouds. Chapter 26. The Brahmana, Arhat. 393. A man does not become a Brahmana by his plaited hair, by his family, or by birth. In whom there is truth and righteousness, he is blessed, he is a Brahmana. 397. Him I call indeed a Brahmana, who has cut all fetters, who never trembles, is independent and unshackled. 400. Him I call indeed a Brahmana, who is free from anger, dutiful, virtuous, without appetite, who is subdued and has received his last body. 402. Him I call indeed a Brahmana, who even here knows the end of his suffering, has put down his burden and is unshackled. 405. Him I call indeed a Brahmana who finds no fault with other beings, whether feeble or strong, and does not kill nor cause slaughter. 412. Him I call indeed a Brahmana who in this world is above good and evil, above the bondage of both, free from grief from sin and from impurity. 423. Him I call indeed a Brahmana who knows his former abodes, who sees heaven and hell, has reached the end of births, is perfect in knowledge, a sage, and whose perfections are all perfect. That concludes this abridged version of the Dhammapada, produced by Jed McKenna and Wise Fool Press. Jed McKenna is the author of the Enlightenment, Dream State, and Jed Talks trilogies. Find Jed's books on Amazon.com and at wisefoolpress.com in print, ebook, and audiobook editions. Read and listen to hundreds of articles by Jed McKenna available exclusively at jedvaita.com. Glyn Hughes and Squashed Editions are gratefully acknowledged as abridges of this work. Learn more at thehundredbooks.com. Thank you.